Now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner, a.k.a. B's other brother, Lenny Alba, and the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Ramir. And without further ado, let's go!
Would it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Going around the room and on the couch today, we've got special guest appearances.
Yes. It will be. It will be B's brother.
No.
He's always cutting everything off, isn't he? B's brother. Listen to that guy. Over on the couch, we got Broly in studio today. And then over in the jump chair in front of the TV, we'd like to welcome Garrett.
They do.
Good evening and welcome. Week 8 has come and gone. I am Lenny. Good evening, as always. We have got a full house tonight.
More than that. It's crazy.
A lot is happening in the TSL universe right now. I first would like to apologize to our 1,000 strong. The Beast Brother Variety Hour is getting moved back a week, maybe two. I am working diligently behind the scenes to make sure this happens. You all asked for it, and I will bring it to you this.
Nobody
I promise.
I can't wait. No, I asked for it. I don't care.
Yeah, you.
It's
not
so
everybody.
Funny.
It's terrible. It's going to happen, and it will be magical.
It'll
I promise.
Fucking terrible.
It's gonna rock.
You gonna listen though?
Of course he's going
to
listen.
How you know it's
going to
be terrible?
I'm going to be out buying toilet paper that day.
Why not?
We can toilet paper people's houses together. Let's do this. I mean, that would be kind of awesome.
That ketchup and mustard tag team you guys got going on.
That'd
right
be
now.
A funny story. So where were you Friday
fuck
night?
You, Joe.
Yeah, Ramir, we're toilet paper house.
3 miles out. See Ramir from 5 blocks away.
Well, you can hear his voice and his laugh.
I want to be seen out here. I want to make sure that nobody makes any mistakes.
We got this. Ramir, welcome back. Good
hey,
evening.
What's up?
How are you?
Good, good.
5-2-1. Life is good.
Yeah, things are good.
We got a really big game going Saturday.
Yeah, we're playing each other.
Not the biggest game on the docket, but it's going to be magical. The last time it was, I think it was 46 up.
Yeah.
It ended close to near the end, and all hell's going to break loose.
It ended near the end. I like that.
Well, no, it was, it was the last, it wasn't the last play. I was going to say it ended on the last play, but it didn't. Like, we scored, and then they had a play or two, and they almost actually scored again. Mm-hmm. It was crazy offense, and Public Enemy will battle New Gods, I think, at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, yeah, that's it. That's true.
He
rain
has been
or shine.
Here. Yeah, rain or shine. We're getting the season done. I don't care. Like, burnout is starting to set in. You probably can hear it in my voice. I'm getting there.
I know you're
there. It's time, so I don't care. Unless there's a monsoon or something, we're playing through. So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared to play. We might start some fires, bring rain gear, but we're doing
that'd
this.
That'd be awesome. We should do that.
Welcome back, Garrett Beasing. How are you?
Doing great, Lenny.
Last time I saw you, you were at the bar. You had lost to Bullet Club. a friend of yours, your new consultant, had
good
promised
friend.
The world that you were going to win.
Yes.
That unfortunately did not happen.
Of course, because he's a fucking fuck up.
Mm. Ooh, mm. Are we talking about Garrett?
No, yeah, not Garrett. I love Garrett. No,
you're saying that.
It's the consultant.
I'd rather have you insult me than my boy B.
Fuck that guy,
Jeffrey.
Fuck that guy.
Who incidentally
gonna happen?
Raise your hand if you scored a touchdown on Saturday. I will be B's brother. I noticed Ramir
did
not raise his hand. B's
tech?
Brother did score a touchdown
yeah,
on Saturday.
Because we made a team tap 5 minutes into the second half. I didn't get a chance to get on the field to score
right,
a touchdown.
That's fair.
Excuses.
In your defense, that probably is right.
They quit.
They played. Well, in their defense, it was a long day, and new guys played very well. Now we're going to say hello to our actual guest. He is here. He
our
heard a couple weeks ago, Pete was here, or not Pete, Jay was here, Ricky was here, Ramir was here, and he said, wait a minute, why didn't I get the invite? Well, he is here now. Rolly, don't throw my ways, Hayes. How are you? Good evening.
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Well, the reason you're here, we want to hear your story, so let's have it. I think you started with, was it AK Inc. or Gordon's?
To be honest, I started with Ricky.
Okay, so
whatever Rick...
It would have been, I think, did he come
whatever
at Gordon's from here?
It was probably,
I think that was AK, right?
Okay, did it start with AK?
I think, yeah,
okay,
sure it was AK.
So
yellow or blue?
Well, Gordon's had the same.
AK.
Okay, that is AK. And you were playing safety, and I believe it was Ricky, yourself, and John Allen, if memory serves me mm-hmm. right, with Sarah mm-hmm. Vicky and Val.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and Todd Halas and Jeff, who mm-hmm. shockingly is now playing for Come From Behind in D5.
Mm-hmm. But they're doing good with him, though.
Yeah, shock.
Yeah.
I literally looked and saw Madowski playing in D5 and went, oh, come on. Mm-hmm. And I turned around and walked away. So tell us your story. So you started with Ricky. When did you get the call for New Gods? We kind of heard when Jay did. We kind of heard Ricky. Was this like, hey, Ricky, Ramir gets Ricky, and Ricky said, okay, my first call is Rolly. We're getting him. We need a safety.
You know what? See, I got caught up in a whirlwind because
already
was,
great.
There was a lot of,
uncertainty?
Yeah, yeah. I got a whole lot of uncertainty. So when Rick called me up, he was like, yeah, I got a new team. This and that. So I'm like, okay, who's putting it together? He said, Ramirez. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come check it out then, see what's going on. You know, and that was it.
Just
simple
like that.
As that, man.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So you're starting safety, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's Jay, yourself, and Pete. What's it like to play with? I mean, those two cats know how to play defense.
Fast.
To be honest, man, I played with Pete at Buff State. So we go way back.
Oh, wow.
See,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Learning things.
Yeah.
Were you also in the secondary at Buff State?
No, I was actually a running back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a running back and kick returner a long time ago.
Can't tell he's got that build.
Yeah, man. That's a long time ago.
Wow.
But when I was there, Pete, I believe Pete was a senior. He might have been a sophomore or something like that. So we got, you know, half a year in. So I knew what Pete was bringing to the table. I never seen or played with Jay. I might have seen Jay play once or twice with that team Ricky had Ramir had when they had a little shirt.
Oh, the Riley Street Station.
Yeah, that little Street. Fuck shit. I don't even know what the fuck they were, strippers or bartender. I don't know what the fuck.
We look good. Yeah, just say we look good.
They did look good. They had homes and
bow ties.
Yeah, looked like a Chippendale dancers, but that's when I seen. I seen him out there playing. I said, he got a little move to him. I said, okay, I can play with him. And then, you know, it was just that. Then everybody else was, you know, when we all linked up, I seen a roster, and I said, okay, I played with John McGrath.
That was going to be my next question.
Bootsy, it was me, John McGrath, Bootsy, Ricky, Smalls. We all played together.
She's now on HK4, is that correct? I thought I saw her a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she's on HK4. Yeah.
Okay.
So we all got history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like the
HK4.
Best girl on that team.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the reasons they're crushing people in four.
She's killing it.
She's not a D4 player.
Well, that's
Well, Jeff Manosky's not a D5 player. Those
she's
are
good.
Topper things.
She's
These
good.
Are different times.
You
everybody.
Can email Topper at topper@toppersports.com.
No, I'm just giving her credit. She's a good player.
Very good. So now you guys are off 5-2-1. Life is good. You've had a couple people miss here and there. I think that hurt you guys a little bit in the marketing mayors. Ricky's playing phenomenal. Your defense is as tight as it gets, my God. You guys, the thing that's impressed me the most, and I think I told to the guys when they were here the first time, is zone, no problem. Man, no problem. There's so much skill. Like, you know, I always say, like, as a competitor, okay, we're going to attack a team. There's the hole. Well, we look at your defense and we go, uh-oh. There's no hole, so we're going to have to try A, B, and see what works. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be crazy on Saturday, isn't it? Ramirez, what do you think?
I mean, I mean, your team is a really good team. They have athletes across the board, and Paul's back. That's the big bucket.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the big.
He had a game.
TSL record, I think, 4 interceptions in one game.
TSL record.
That's,
I wonder.
That's going to be a tough one. And then, of course, dealing with Paul Johnson. We didn't play against Paul Johnson.
No, but you guys didn't have Jay.
First time.
Paul Johnson and Jay, that would be a good battle.
That's I'm going to stop right there.
Don't think we already saw. We know that one's coming.
We'll see how that works
so
out.
So un-Ramir-like. Like, I know you want to sit here and call your damn shot, and you're holding back. You almost did it last time you were in here. Now you're bringing another one of your boys in here.
You know the texting conversation isn't going like that, though, because Pete is on the text chain going,
right.
I'll take Paul Johnson, I'll take Baccio, and Osika.
I'll beat them all.
You guys can cover the two girls, because I got all three of them.
Pete's got that wings, man. He can cover the two.
He's might say that right now.
Now, see, here's the thing. Now, I will reveal this. I shouldn't reveal too much, but actually, when I'm strategizing, like, before Saturday, like, who's going to take a number one, I usually think about who Rolly's going to take. Because Rolly's fast and he's physical.
Very fast. Agreed.
Everybody's not fast and physical, but it's Rolly who I usually say, okay, I need you to lock somebody
up. Oh, I was utterly impressed. But I will say, and I've said this once and I'll say this a million times, in my opinion, Jay German is literally one of the most technically savvy, like, players in this whole entire league. Every time I watch him, I'm more impressed.
What?
I'm telling you, the way he takes his angles, he's fast, he's ever. Jay Germain just makes me go. And that's no shot at Rolly, because Rolly's phenomenal too. But Jay just, when you guys missed him, we kind of said, oh, okay, we got a little lucky missing him.
Jay's good. I mean, he's a very good player.
He'll definitely be there Saturday, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's not missing.
The whole squad's coming.
They're coming to get us.
I mean, it's going to be a good game. We'll see how it turns out.
But we're
going
to have Baccio. So.
Lenny, do you think it's going to be a good game?
I think if last game was any indication, it's going to be awesome.
All right. Yeah. Was anybody missing from the last game?
Yeah, they were missing Jay. We were missing Paul Johnson. We actually missing all our girls.
Yeah.
No. We missed Emily, Steph, and we missed Heather. We actually played with Liz, and we played with Crystal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, Garrett, we'll get to you.
I actually played with shorts that game, too, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's the only thing I really know about you is that you don't wear pants.
Yeah.
Like, it's just compression pants, and it's
yeah,
like,
man.
That's all. You got to see what Rolly's got. Like, you can just watch him play.
I'll tell you a funny Rolly story. We don't know each other very well, but I'll tell you the first time I ever saw him, he's playing safety for AK Inc. And I was on the sideline. I'll never forget this. Like, it was yesterday. And all of a sudden, I see him kind of walking around, and he's whistling. And I'm like, who is this cat? And all of a sudden, I hear, like, I'm moving closer and closer to him. I'm hearing this. Why won't they throw my way? And that's why in my head of it, don't throw my ways, Hayes. And they would not throw his way. Literally, everything went to the, he was on the right side, I believe, and everything they did was going to the left in the middle. Just wouldn't throw at him.
Dead end.
So that's my story.
Yeah, it's a good story, Len.
It was great, but he was singing. It was awesome. He just whistled, please, somebody do something. I'm bored over here.
It gets like that sometimes.
Man. It does.
You know, they'll throw my way probably about, you know, four times, and it'll stop. It's the spandex, man. I'm telling you.
It is. It's intimidating. I've been on the other side of that. There's just bulges and muscles everywhere. Like, I'm covering that.
It happens.
I will say, though, I do recognize the gamesmanship going on here. You can guarantee that Saturday they will throw his way.
Well, there's six people out there. We've got to throw somewhere.
Because Cole isn't scared.
Yeah, because Cole will take that challenge. So.
Yeah, you know.
But you know the difference between us is? They're thinking of a game plan right now. We figure it out like 4 minutes before we show up. We go, okay, what do
Cole
we got?
Cole shows up 5 minutes after the game.
Who's here? Get the water in us. We're hungover.
Yeah, right.
I think you guys are close to based on how the other game shake out, you might end up playing each other in the first round, too.
There's a good chance of that. That would be kind of awesome. But no, believe it or not, a lot of things, I don't think so. We could meet in the second round. Yeah, I think we easily could make it. If we both survive, we could make it. I don't think we're going to – whoever – if everything holds serve, you got to think Marketing Mayors beats Bobby, and then they maybe go to third, and then the winner of our game would go to two. So one of us goes to two, and one of us will go to four, so it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
But, I mean, Bobby's team could win, and things could change, but we're the one through four. I think any way you work it out between our teams, so – four would play five.
You're right.
So
I forgot. For some reason, I kept thinking it was 3 points for a win with Topper's soccer scoring system.
Well, yeah, we use the soccer scoring system. That's kind of our thing. If you don't like that, you can also email Topper at topper@toppersports.com.
It'll never get old.
Make a list, check it twice, and send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. Garrett Beezing, you look bored over there. Give us an update on how you've been doing since we talked last.
I've been doing good. Enjoying the TSL. Could be better weather, but.
So Cobblestone was struggling. You guys really were catching crap after the Bullet Club appeal game. You didn't know what to do.
I love that game.
And we love Daryl Carr, QB superstar. He's an icon. We know this. But you had been the people's
champion.
Not
what he was saying during the game.
People were starting to sway, and you're like, we need to do something to get the people back on our side. So I think it was you that came up with the idea.
Fuck out of here.
Let's get B's brother, and let's put him on our roster, and that's what you did.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not one to hype myself up.
Really, no?
That's bullshit. But no, it was a genius move. I see a lot of...
Genius.
Yeah,
you fucking lost.
Sure did.
I see a lot of similarities between us and the Bills.
I do too.
Damn it. There's just something special in the air and the culture.
The 2007 Bills? The fuck?
Yeah, we got a culture change going on, and it's because of one person, really.
I think your first game with him, you scored 53 points. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
I think he got a conversion.
A lot of it was his genius and his foresight for play calling.
He claims to me.
He's kind of like your lucky rabbit's foot.
This is like being in the fucking Walking Dead.
You should know better.
The only motherfucker is like,
Lenny, you should know better.
I play Madden, and I told Daryl my Madden game plan, and that's what he did, and he utilized it and scored 53 points with it.
Yeah, 53.
Did you do a bubble screen?
He claims that he has screenshots of Ramir trying to recruit him.
Get the fuck out of here!
Well, I know Ramir did get him a jersey in the beginning.
Self fucking.
He looked really good in that red jersey.
No, he did.
Sure did.
His brother.
He nearly died in that red jersey. Just remember that. He nearly died. Seriously.
He looks really good in red.
So, Garrett,
he looks better in purple.
He looked better in a black suit and a coffin.
Wait, Garrett, I love it.
Are you saying you want to take him on in a casket match?
Yes, he does.
Because that's what I'm hearing.
He does.
I'm hearing casket match.
Banquet casket match.
I'm hearing I'm not going to entertain you motherfuckers. I'm just saying what he would look good in.
I'm hearing casket match.
Gosh.
I'll dress up as Paul Bearer. We can do this.
Oh, please? Just for that. Paul Bearer. Ramirez basically black Bobby the Brain Heenan nowadays. So, I mean, like, this would be perfect.
R.I.P. Brain.
So Cobblestone's so good. Doing good.
No, they're not.
You beat Bullet Club that day. You lost a heartbreaker
to
Mickey Rats
on the last second play. So I don't think if Bullet Club's being honest, they want to see us in the playoffs.
Oh shit!
Fighting
Joe.
I guarantee you that.
Talk about your mama.
A. Ramir, make sure Tim Dove doesn't ref it so he doesn't give them a game.
Okay.
B. How many NFL players are going to show up?
At least
and
one.
C. I want to know real quick How well do you think you're going to do in D4 next year?
Ooh.
Much Obama.
Just kidding.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm not going to D4.
I know you're not.
Cobblestone, I think, is going to surprise people. We've beat the top three teams in the division. That's three wins. We beat Topper. We had a legitimate win against Bullet Club. It's up on the standings. And who else? Oh, we beat Gryffindor. So.
Yeah, but primetime players just beat Gryffindor.
That hurt my heart, by the
way.
Yeah,
we'll get to that because it was so bad because the guy it happened to was a really nice guy.
I'm going to talk about a mess of a division. D3, based on these results, anybody can play anybody almost.
Any given Sunday, man, that's D3.
It's a lot of parity.
But they don't play on Sunday.
It's Vera's beach for me.
Let's put it this way. Topper is your first place team in D3. If you didn't think there was a problem,
Topper's having a renaissance.
Topper's having an MVP season. Yeah. Don't talk about the top.
Who's leading the MVP race? Yeah,
Topper's having the season Joey Bats wanted to have.
I would say right now, Topper's probably first. I would say,
look at the drop off. Whoever you can't comes, even pick anybody in that.
The D1 champ will probably be the second, and after last week's
Home Tech, be second, right?
No, well, whoever wins, and then obviously B's brother. Yeah, if you guys win, then Rolly could be. McGrath could be. Ricky could be. Can you imagine if Ricky was the MVP of the league? How awesome that would be. That would be awesome.
It's not my choice to make.
Yeah, well, B's brother's got to make that choice. I hope he doesn't vote for himself.
What about the architect, Ramir? He built that team.
No.
Yeah. You ain't want to take it.
I wouldn't take it.
Can we give a best manager award? That would be kind of cool.
Yes, we can. Especially if you dress up like Paul Bearer on the sidelines.
No, because you're not going to Tommy Hughes me. You're not going to get me hyped up and then give it to that fucking radio.
That's what I would do.
That's exactly what he would do. You're not going to Tommy Hughes me.
Personally, I didn't think that one through either.
Yeah, that's exactly where he was leading with that.
What's the worst that could happen?
Tommy Hughes me.
Whatever.
Best Ramir Award goes to B's brother.
Exactly.
When I say I want to go grab my drink, I'm just going to grab it off rip.
So what happens this week then, Garrett? So you got A&A, I believe, this week?
Yeah, it changed.
Yeah, is Maddie out of town?
Maddie's going to be in Cancun because, Maddie's always away now.
So you guys are going to catch a break.
Yeah, but I don't even want to play A&A without Maddie.
They could get somebody else.
Would it be?
They could get Topper.
It's like beating the Patriots without Tom Brady.
They could get Topper.
They could get Topper. Or Tommy Hughes.
And Topper would be like Joe
Montana.
I haven't
intercepted Topper in a few weeks, so they should get him.
Oh, shit. Topper's pretty easy to pick off.
Snap. I remember that day.
Did you lose to Topper, Gary?
I did it twice in one game.
He led Cobblestone to victory over...
They beat Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Wearing khaki shorts.
Wearing the khaki. Oh, I love it.
With 10 minutes notice. It was...
And no
Topper
stretching time.
Topper is the MVP. I don't even want it to be, but it's Topper.
He is.
He absolutely
is. He really is. It's not bullshit.
I wish it was, but it's not.
No, it's not bullshit.
I'll tell you a funny Topper story. So our poor buddy Taylor Sekaterski's having a tough year.
Oh, man.
9 o'clock, basically, his whole team
poor
didn't show
fella.
Up. So he had the subs come in, and he had Topper as a sub. So they actually played Marketing Majors very well at 9 o'clock. It was a lot closer than a lot of people think.
Wow.
And I looked at him at one point, and I go, Sekaterski, what's just happening? And I go, and now you got Topper on your team? And he goes, it's so bad. He goes, I can't even make fun of Topper. He was like our best player.
He was.
Yeah.
I reffed that game. Topper broke up like four passes.
Yes. Wow.
And I don't mean like broke up four passes on like, the weakest person. Like, it was like, Andy Smith's over there? Fuck that. Ball ain't coming over here.
Topper Island.
Topper Island. Topper Island. I was like, damn.
That's what
the peninsula.
MVP.
Okay.
MVP.
I love it.
Sekaterski gets off at one point. He's drinking water, and I'm like, Taylor, he's like, don't say it. Don't say it. I'm like, just let him throw. He got so mad. He's like, shut up. I hate you. Congratulations, by the way, to the Purge. They had the first ejection of the season. Props to Anthony Battaglia for laying the law down on one of the Purge players.
Who got tossed?
One of the subs.
Really?
Yeah, he played on Pete's team a couple years ago. It wasn't Rosati. It was the other guy that always shows up with Rosati.
Oh, I think I know.
He did a really knucklehead move and just barreled into some dude on bombers, totally like hit him. And Anthony's like, "Come on, man!" And the dude just started jawing. Like he didn't say he just was playing tough guy.
No remorse.
Like, get to your effing car right now! Yeah. And then the guy said, "If you say one more word," and it's Anthony Battaglia. You know that guy can handle his business. I'm like, "Ooh, this could get interesting."
Yeah.
But I was standing right there, and Battaglia's like, "Just get out of here!" And then the guy left. So.
Wow.
Which is good. Like, nice. Ramir sends us those ref emails. Not that I ref anymore, but I still get the emails every week, and it's like, he always says, don't be afraid to kick people out. Don't be afraid to do it. Don't feel bad because people are being jerks. And if any refs are listening, like, seriously, do what just happened.
Yeah, people get too angry.
Yeah, toss their ass right.
Dove was a sub, and the Sekaterski goes, my life sucks. He goes, now Dove's got to play the whole game. That's like the first thing he said when he got kicked out.
You know what we should do?
Oh, poor Taylor.
New rule. If you get ejected from the TSL for doing something like that, you have to do an 8-week anger management group with me to get back in.
That's awesome.
The funniest thing is guys are going to start getting kicked out. Yeah,
I was just about to say, you might want to rethink that.
Why do I have 76 clients this week?
I've needed free therapy.
Why are they all bringing
years,
roses?
Oh my god!
You're gonna have radio like
hanging with Emily.
Yeah, hanging with Emily.
Yeah.
Yes, Emily. Let's try that. Are you in? Let's do it.
No, I'm
that would be the worst decision.
We've always wanted to do me doing some type of therapy via podcast.
Oh, they'd want to do
the
therapy.
Audience. No, it was. Gonna
it would
be
involve
like,
happy endings.
No, it was going to be like couples counseling with Lenny and Sherry.
It was going to be awesome when we were fighting. We were so excited.
You're still fighting. She
we're not
blew,
fighting anymore.
She blew you off. So I guess you're fighting
no,
again.
Believe it or not, she did not. It was. It was a different situation.
Laryngitis.
Somebody could not participate, and then it just all went downhill from there. Somebody wasn't feeling so good. Just
I
not.
Did have laryngitis. I had to cancel my whole day on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get laryngitis? You were screaming?
Smoking.
At the Bills game?
At the Bills game screaming? Yeah, that's what I figured.
Were you that guy? Like, real quick before we get to these games, there's nothing worse. I
was
wanna,
I that guy?
Kick
yeah.
My TV when I see this. The guy that goes, like, when the crowds go, like, you're no. The guy that's getting 80,000 people to be loud. Way to go, guy. You never see that when they're cheering, the guy's like this? He's like,
I don't
yes, you're
that.
The guy. Thank you, guy.
I'm not lame like that, Lenny.
I hate that guy. If you see,
right?
Anybody who's at a Bills game, if you see the guy raising his hands, pretending to get everybody to talk, punch him in the face. Just please. I'll pay for your attorney.
No.
Seriously?
I mean.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, no, done. Not you, because you'd punch anybody in the face anyway.
I hate that guy, whoever
he is. That
rule
doesn't apply to Garrett.
Well, Jimmy, we're here. Why don't we talk about some football games?
Tell us some games.
He plays football.
At 9 o'clock, Marketing Mayors with 32 and the Purge with 18. Those are your 9 o'clock games.
And we talked about it. Okay, tell us about our 10 o'clock
Nailed
games.
Nailed it.
Thank you very much. With your 10 o'clock games, Public Enemy with 34, XTC with 8. Angry Buffalo put up 40. Winners with 28 on the board. Primetime Players, 38 points with Win. Gryffindor with 37. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers with 59. All We Do Is Quinn with 44. Ace puts up 26. Hope and Ruin drops with 13.
Did you see the PTB game, Ramir? You want to talk about this one? Because that was crazy.
The PTP?
Yeah, the Gryffindor game? Oh, that was nuts.
I don't fucking understand. I look at Gryffindor's roster.
Their D2 team.
I look at the people out there running around. I look at the speed. I look at Scotty motherfucking Maranto, and I love Scotty Maranto, but come on.
Not quite a D3 player.
How in the blue hell do you lose to that ragtag Bad News Bears?
Katie Salisbury.
You play poorly.
Pork chop. She caught the conversion.
I mean, she's sweet.
Yes.
But if you only got one player that's really like a top-notch player, you got basically Chad stuff.
Ooh.
But so how did they lose the Chad stuff? How did they lose the D3 Chad stuff? Chuck, man, fucking Jones. I love this fucking music, man.
Primetime came to play. Like, once or twice a year, they come to play. Like, really tall guy has been dropping everything. He actually caught the ball.
I think, in my opinion, looking at Gryffindor, they were just like, yeah. Until it was too late.
They went in mentally like a loser.
Yeah.
You can't go in
it was like, we'll win this anytime we want to.
That's pretty much how Gryffindor loses. They go into games where they just assume they're going to win. And
right.
That's what it looked
and
like.
And then all of a sudden they get smoked and they can't.
No, there was like, never any urgency.
You've got to go in every game like, I'm about to fucking play. Yes.
And to set the stage, Primetime Players was driving at the end. They were down by 8. They got the girl touchdown. They go for the 1-point conversion and they get it. So now Gryffindor has the ball. Everybody looks at Joey Bats. Literally, I said it. I go, okay, just do me a favor. When you score, don't throw it to Anthony because everybody knows you're going to throw it to Anthony. He goes, okay, Len got it. Okay, so man. First down, second down, third down happen, and they got like 8 or 10 yards. Then all of a sudden on fourth down, alluding to what Mir just said, he just throws a gift from God. Scotty Moreno sitting on maybe the 4-yard line, bounces off his left hand, bounces off his right hand, just hits the grass. Game over. That's it. They 5 and 6, they cramp out from their own 12, and that was that.
Wow.
Gift from God. Dropped it. Couldn't believe it. You could hear a pin drop. Like, everybody literally was under their voice. Were like, holy shit.
Well,
it was
bad.
Dang.
Yep. Congratulations once again to Ronnie K. Ace won again, 26-13 against Home and Ruin. Uncle Rico's is oh my God, is this offense good? All We Do Is Quinn has been hot down the stretch, and they put 59 on him, so congratulations to them.
A lot of points.
Congratulations to Witters for not exploding.
Witters had
Buffalo.
A good day.
Yeah.
I talked to them, and they were not dysfunctional.
No, not at all.
They were cool.
I saw you talking about the Angry Buffalo.
That was awesome. My favorite moment is Jay, who I love, great guy, literally sitting there trying to rationalize to me and Baccio why Angry Buffalo should not be in D1.
I love it.
And I'm like, Jay, come on. And he's like, Len, I'm telling you, break us down. We have a really good team with a D1 quarterback, and that's why we should stay in D2. But if without Nick Such, I go, well, you've got Nick Such.
Yeah.
Then he goes, well, we only won by like 8 or 9 a couple weeks ago. Yeah, but you scored 127 points. That was 63 points a game you scored. Nobody else does. He lost.
The irony about Jay, of all people, arguing that he should, that they shouldn't be in D1 is Jay is a D1 player.
He's really solid.
Yeah, he's a very solid.
He's
he would
played
be a very
D1.
Yes. Jay's good. He's good people.
D1 player saying, well, I shouldn't be in D1.
Well, he's going to be next session, so that's too bad.
And he claims to me that Delino will be back, so he has no problem with it. There's no Angry Buffalo, if you're listening, you're coming up.
You know what?
We made hostile.
I'm going to put this out there right now, and this is not a shot. I would love to see Rolly check Delano.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be a real nice dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, that would be good.
That would be real nice dun, 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 dun.
That was like, I got this.
Last year in the playoffs when it was Cody Williams on my team.
On Delano? Against Delano? Did you see that?
That's what the whole thing was, and then Delano didn't show up.
Aww.
But it was like talked about like before.
That would have been awesome. And Emily, real quick, Public Enemy 34, XDC 8, what happened?
Shout out to Paul Neiman, 4 picks, God, man. Good. We played really well on defense. Like it was a fun game, and it was light. Like people were in costumes. Like
yeah, kudos to XTC. They all wore costumes.
Yeah, nobody was really talking shit that much.
Flynn was Superman. The Kedrons went as Care Bears. Kelsey was a bitch. Stegmeyer was injured.
Wow.
The only one that didn't go was Tommy Hughes. He usually goes as Scooby Doo, but he didn't.
I can't believe
Tommy Hughes went as sober.
Wow.
I was only kidding.
No, you weren't.
Holy shit.
Well, she went as a lawyer.
No, nothing gets edited out.
Okay.
Until
I did tell her. I did tell her she should have brought like a power suit and some pumps and be a lawyer. She's like, I don't even wear that to the office when I go be a lawyer.
Okay. I don't think Kelsey's a bitch. She just has resting bitch face. That's why I made that joke.
Okay.
He says the same thing about you, Emily.
No.
Thanks.
No, I don't think that. And Emily scored a touchdown. She got a scattery touchdown. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, because I
it was
screamed
Neiman's
at Paul
third.
Neiman like a banshee.
Was it the second, third, or fourth? No, it was the second interception. He's running and...
I did see that.
Every time he intercepted the ball, I'm running behind him like... Like a crazy person.
That hurt.
Like a crazy person.
Sorry, everybody that was listening.
Yep, but she got a Scott Airy touchdown, so kudos to her.
Yeah.
Well, let's try them 11 o'clock games.
So in the midst of this...
With your 11 o'clock games, the Marketing Bears, 59 points, Bombers with 26, Tight Ends in Motion, 35, DMX with 34, Topper Too Many, 46, Mickey Rats loses with 18, the Bams, 36 points, Indecent Exposure, loses with 21, and the Tommy Hughes Experience, 1. They put up 49, while the Tammies... scrape together 24. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
Joe K., the Tommies beat the Tammies. Let's hear about it.
Christopher Cole is apparently very good at receiver in the lower divisions.
You guys should not be in D6.
We agree with that, but Chris Cole had 4 touchdowns, including an entire field sprinting by the team, catching it, which should never happen. So, I mean, it just comes down to people don't know how to play defense.
Why shouldn't they be in D6?
People say that because, I mean... You know, we're all players in better divisions, if you will. But, I mean, we're all like...
But athletically...
We're just the best offensive line in the league.
And real quick, if you don't like the fact that Tommy is in D6, you can email Topper at topper@toppersports.com.
Athletically speaking, in all fairness, the people in D6 are better athletes than them. They just know how to play the game.
That's basically what it is. We trotted out to start me... Let's see, Tommy's throwing, so it was me...
Systems...
me, James T. Hearn, and Cole. So if you guys can't cover us, man, then that's your own fault. And they couldn't.
If you can't stop that. Yeah, if you can't stop that, shame on you.
I think it's a good learning experience to lose to them, to be honest with you.
I mean,
it lets you know that just because you're 25 and you can run fast, you can still.
Well, I mean, like the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Like, Ramir, you were on our team the first time where we were just screwing around and just having a good time with everybody.
I ran one route streak.
Streak, and it worked a lot. And if we didn't throw it to you on a streak, it's because Topper was open on the other one. Like, it's so much fun.
Remember when we were on their team and Kate Miano and I blitzed you?
Yes, I do remember that. I was like, oh, shit.
So, like,
you get yourself sacked when that happens, right? Like, you just got to say, please tackle me.
I was shocked because they fucking.
But I do agree that maybe we're, I don't want to say overpowered because that sounds like I'm being cocky, but it almost maybe isn't unfair. Because all the teams that gave us really good games, they all moved up. You know, Maddie's Angels did, Hope and Ruin did, Ace did. So it's like everybody who's left is kind of like the teams that everybody kind of used to beat up on. Not trying to talk shit, but.
They're in D6. If anybody got a problem with it, we have this thing that has always been in the league that nobody takes advantage of called a challenge game. No, a challenge game. Anybody can challenge you to a fucking game for a bar tab. They think that they think that you're that good, they can challenge you.
Lenny, is so this a thing you never up. Told me about?
It's in the rule,
though. Oh, yeah.
It's always been.
Let's do this.
It almost happened with tight ends in motion and
Let's do this, Johnny!
2 years ago.
No, that was last session.
Well, Tommy Hughes and tight ends in motion almost went at it 1 week. I think
it wasn't.
Maddie's Angels and Ace should have had it.
Yeah, you guys should do it, too.
I'm going to hold out for New Gods and Bullet Club.
Yeah, right. We'll get fucking smoked.
I think that'd be fun to watch.
The world wants to see Maddie's Angels.
I don't
want to
do that to them.
That would be so mean.
I don't want to do that.
Maddie's Angels has got to play.
Oh, man, Rolly. Let's see how this works out.
You got him for half a step. You got his first step.
I think I can get to 1.5 steps.
Screw you guys. How tough is it with a running back background coming to the TSL, making that transition? Not really running the ball too much in this league.
It's not tough because I actually played in the league for a few years. So, you know, I mean, playing with Rick, you know, we would have our, you know, bouts because he wouldn't throw me the ball.
Our bouts.
You know, and it's like, man, how many times do I have to just stand here wide open?
But, that's always my question. I always known you as a safety. Like, you want to play offense more?
He does.
Safety's kind of your niche? Or?
When I go on offense, I score.
He Boom. Does play offense. The problem is, here's the reason that I don't put him on offense too much. It has nothing to do with Ricky. It has everything to do with Rolly getting frustrated because Rolly will get open. He'll be wide the fuck open. Ricky will not look at him. And then Rolly looks at the sideline like, what the fuck? And then I don't want him to get pissed for the whole game. So I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, but Ricky said that's one of his trick plays. He doesn't look at you, but he throws that way.
Oh, he's really good at that, by the way. I've seen that.
He's super good at that.
I love that, how he does it.
I hate playing safety against Ricky because he does that shit.
You never
know.
No look pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily, did you see
when
any
it works? It's smoking. When it don't work, it's.
I didn't watch because I was cold.
Tight ends got a game from DMX. I don't know if tight ends were missing. I saw Baker. I saw Tiger. Could DMX be getting hot down the stretch? Is my question, I guess.
People on tight ends were hurt, I know.
Okay.
Like Stoner Dave pulled his hamstring or something. And yeah.
So you call him Stoner Dave. Don't they call him Bro, too, or is that the other one?
No, that's. Bro's the Dave that was here on The Bachelorette and got shit-faced.
Okay.
And sang Sexual Healing.
Oh. Okay, that's okay.
That's Bro. Then there's Dave Baker, who everyone calls Daddy Dave, because he has like
And then who's Stoner Dave?
Kids. Stoner Dave is...
fucking Dave. Anybody name something else?
I don't know. He's got black hair. He's got a super high vert. He's really good.
A super high vert.
Does he play stoned or something?
How does one work that into a conversation?
You?
High vertical?
Yeah.
Hi, Emily.
I'm Lenny. My vert is 48 inches. Nice to meet you, too.
With him. He's got like the best ups I've seen out of anyone who...
Better than McGrath or Andy Smith or Bloomfield? There's no way.
Get all the way the fuck out of here if you say
he got better
Andy.
Ups than me?
Maybe.
I've never seen you play.
Why don't you get up and jump real quick?
Jeffrey Lewis? Does he?
I would want to see McGrath, Andy Smith, and Bloomfield jump in the air for money. Like, that would be great.
Get the vert test where you have to hit the thing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Listen.
Bring it to the field.
Andy, just this Saturday, and Andy... supposedly has no more athleticism, if you let him tell it.
Yeah,
Andy went up for a pass.
His
pass was so fucking high. I'm like, nobody will touch this.
He went up
with his left hand. When I looked at how high he was, I'm 5'8". The bottom of his cleats were at the top of my head.
Oh, my God.
And he did that, like, not with a running start, just poof, like on some gummy bear shit.
It was good. I saw it. When they were playing DMX.
Or
Bombers.
He's got like Kobe number 8 hops. Like, you got Vince Carter hops.
And kudos to them. They won 59-26 against the very game Bombers.
I think I'm going to have to do some jumping this Saturday.
Yeah, Rolly, you want in on this. We'll throw you in the competition. That's 4 people. Obviously, B's brother will be in. It'll be 5.
Get the fuck out of here.
We should still have a TSL combine.
Everyone do box jumps all week.
I think we should, in the summer, we should hold a TSL combine.
Why,
just have
why
people,
wait till summer?
People
just
jump. Because
do box jumps?
No. Do it at the banquet.
40 times and stuff.
That'd
be awesome. You get enough vodka in there, they will do it at the banquet.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you about an idea I had that never came to fruition? So we'll bring you back to I can't believe I'm going to bring this up. CJ Jason Sanchez.
Oh, that's the guy you made up on Facebook.
He had sent something on Facebook how he wanted to come to the league and he would go to a tryout if necessary. Well,
Lenny made this guy.
One of my ideas was I was actually going to set up a TSL tryout. And it was going to be Andy Smith, Bloomfield, Monis, like all like 9 of the greatest TSLers in the league, and then CJ Sanchez. And then we were going to tell them we were going to keep the top 9. And then we were going to have them all run routes and have like the 9 greatest players in the TSL and then CJ Jason Sanchez and see like how long we could get them to participate in the tryout.
But it can't work when you make up people. Snuffleupagus
didn't make him up. I was sadder than anybody. It wasn't me.
You made him up.
No, I did not. I make people up all the time, but it was not
fucking Snuffleupagus.
It was not.
That's what he was.
Wish it was me. If it was me, there would have been an ending. There's always an ending to my stories. You got to give me credit for that.
Yeah, there would have been a payoff if it was
maybe
funny.
You just got bored and didn't finish that story.
No, trust me.
You get bored in that stuff.
Yeah, it would have been glorious.
It was close. We almost had it.
We actually had a limo set up. And
don't
we
tell them because it might still happen.
Yeah, we were going to have the giant check and we were going to pull it right onto Field 1. But
my job was to make sure Ramirez was at Field 1 at noon.
It was actually like, why we moved like your – you were playing Witters, I think, ago, at the time. I had it all set up where it was going to be your team playing Witters because I needed – that's why we moved you to Field 1 because I'm like, no, we're going to do this while Ramirez on Field 1. Seeing the look on your face
so
always
insidious.
Makes me laugh.
That was the
so
thing.
Fucking dubious.
If that dude would have showed up, though, in a limo, your face – your jaw would have just dropped.
It would have been great.
Hi, I'm Jason Sanchez.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Snuffleupagus was never coming.
I don't know, but if he did.
Only Big Bird sees Snuffy. Only Big Bird.
12 o'clock.
People forget that.
Dirty.
Is that why you dress like Big Bird?
Wow. With your 12 o'clock games, New Gods, 46 points. Chad Stuff, 0.
Serve they ass.
The Bombers put up 34. The Purge with 15. Shredders win with 38. Home Tech, 18 on the board.
The Peace Brothers score.
Come from behind, 44. Madison Lees, 27. And your last game at 12 noon, Maddie's Angels with 58. Shake and Bake Stampede with 12.
Yeah.
All right, guys, 46 to nothing. Rolly and Ramiro, what do you think?
No, that's not me. We saw Rolly.
Rolly?
That game shouldn't even have counted, man. That was – I was happy. I was asking the ref to end that a long time ago.
What do you think of Bloomfield? I mean, I know they had a quarterback that was struggling.
I don't know who they are.
Okay.
To be serious, I really don't know who anybody is in the league.
Like, I am joking.
I meet everybody like on during the game and say, hey, what's going on? All right, cool, let's play. So I don't know who in the fuck.
He was the only decent person out of
He's a really talkative. He actually had a couple. I think he did. He have an
guy, white hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He has game.
Yeah, he played indoor. Okay. I think he had a tryout with the. I don't know if he had a tryout or not. Or he was trying to get a tryout with the Bills. He was a really good. He got a good pedigree.
He can play.
Played college.
He can play.
Yeah, the problem is I think we've said this before. They're really good people. We thought they were going to be better than they were. By then, the schedule was out. They played a game, and we just said, guys, we just got to play it out. So that's what they did. And
he can play. He needs to be on a team.
He was before, and then he just wanted to do the fun thing.
Yeah, that fun thing. That shit wasn't working.
You know what's fun? Winning.
Yeah.
Winning is fun.
That's nice.
Well, they did the best they could, but 46-0. Ramirez, things were going good. Defense must have been stout.
Listen, I can't even really say like anything like that. Like, when they walked up outside of Bloomfield, I immediately said, what the fuck is this shit? And Pete, being the nice guy that he is like, Ramirez, don't say that. They're here to play just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I know some of these guys. And I said, Pete, I could clean up right now and check these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can clean up and check these guys.
Did you?
I didn't get a chance to. They tapped 5 minutes into the second half.
Why don't you just start?
It takes you a whole first half to put your cleats on?
He's got
to
get warmed up and stretch.
I have to let my players play.
He needs time to
stretch. I have to let them play.
Older guys got to stretch.
What team is this?
The Chad stuff.
Because Ricky told me. I asked him how you guys did. He said, like, 5 minutes into the second half. Yeah, they should be moving down to D6 for that shit.
They should be in D9.
It's horrible.
We're probably going to move them to 3 if they join us again in the spring.
Did they just, like, walk off the field? Like, I don't know. They were just like, you know what?
No, they did. Like, that's not a joke.
They switched the quarterback 3 times. And
they were just like, why are we bothering?
They really switched the quarterback 3 times.
It was a great – it was a snafu and a miscommunication. We thought they were going to be better than they were.
Well, London Jeffrey Lewis for a game.
And that's not even throwing jabs at them. They just did not want to come play.
Yeah, that's fine. No,
that's tough.
If you can walk off the field, you can talk all the shit you want to. I don't care.
I talked to them after the game, and they just were like, we're just not having fun. Yeah. And I can see why.
And that's fine. It's miserable out on top of it. So, like,
there's no excuse for quitting 5 minutes into the second half.
No, but, like,
cowardly.
Well, I don't ever advocate for quitting, but I'm not even joking. We were not – were we trying that hard?
No.
We really weren't, and I think we could have put up 100 without trying.
Right. We should have just tried.
Well, I bet
no, but that sucks, too, when you're – that sucks, too, when the other team's, like, fucking around, not trying, and then you're like, wow,
that's
we
true,
still
yeah.
suck, and they're not trying.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Tell you, we'll lend him B's brother for a game. There's no team has any quit.
That's plus 12 right there.
Yeah.
Can't quit with that type of inspiration.
Plus 12. Emily, Maddie's Angels.
You know what? I'm actually looking forward to this week. I really am.
It should be a good game.
I've been begging for that rematch since we tied. I was kind of
everybody's excited. It's going to be a good game.
I'm excited. Yeah.
You guys should put a bet on
that game. Oh, you're playing, dude? I thought, hold on, you play for 2 teams.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, like
what?
Seven.
You see a player, somebody else will suspend her right now.
I'm on an all-girls team, and I'm on Public Enemy.
And?
She wasn't there the first game.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, the first game.
You sure you didn't see her on another team last week?
Lenny, I'm following the fucking rules.
Why are you swearing?
Because she's so fired up.
Lenny has made it his mission to ruin my life this session. And it's been the worst session I've ever played.
It's just, yeah, so that's all Lenny's fault.
The Emily Curry Memorial Sublist. That's all
we have officially moved past secondary emotions.
Oh.
What up, Rage? How you doing, girl?
Well, Emily, while you're on your tangent, Maddie's Angels 58, Shake and Bake Stampede 12. What happened in that one?
Shake and Bake needs help. Oh. They didn't even know the rules. Like, when it's 5-2, you have to go to a girl. And Lou said, you have to go to a girl. No one else. And so they still threw it to a guy. Like, they didn't understand, and they were on the sidelines like, we don't get the rules.
I call bullshit on that. Not that you're... I believe you.
They've
I'm saying
they've never won a game though.
But at week, what is this? Week 8 now? That was week 8. At week 8, you should know that fucking rule.
Yeah. No, I agree. We also though played really well. Like we were getting like full field. I had like a pick the entire field. Like that happened a bunch of different times.
You score a touchdown?
Yeah.
Pick 8.
Yay.
Yeah, pick 8.
You go, girl.
From them being on our 5. But nobody even tried. Like, I don't know. But it was fun. Us girls played well. We had a good time. It was fun.
How did it make you feel in the other game then? Come from behind 44, Madison Lee's 27. That didn't make you chuckle.
We were cheering for them from our game during our game.
Come from behind or Madison Lee's?
Madison Lee's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you'd be rivals.
Girl power, man.
Okay. Come from behind at the backup.
I was cheering for come from behind.
One of the games of the day.
Why?
Because I used to play with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shredder's 38.
Oh, is that Molly's team?
Yeah. Mm.
She who shall not be named
Boo.
On the podcast.
Home Mary's Tech 18. Team. Beast Brothers scored a touchdown. Yay, him.
Cool.
He was great.
I'm surprised. That's like the least reaction you've ever said about that guy scoring a fucking touchdown.
Because I'm mad about the no handshake thing. We're going to get to that at the 1 o'clock games. But
yeah, that's true.
Bombers beat the Purge 34-15.
Whoa. I did not know that.
Yeah, Bombers are getting good.
Mm. They beat the Purge.
They did. One guy got kicked out. They were missing another. They were missing somebody in the afternoon, but they didn't have Sherry. They didn't have Meg.
Of course, they didn't have Sherry.
They had no Kevin Zach, no Santucci.
That doesn't count. Yeah,
well, I mean, Bombers counts. Though has they have.
They're
good
getting
players.
Better. They are improving week after week.
I'm
after
not
week.
Saying yeah. They do.
But
have
how can you like? It's basically DMX. So there's a couple teams doing this now where it's like basically the same team.
It's hard for me to see somebody losing to Bombers when knowing that their entire offense is basically Tecmo Bowl. Run back to the end zone and then throw it as far as you possibly can.
Fucking zigzag down the road. Yeah.
Like, that's their offense.
Cobblestone's 4-4 with that, though.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Well, we had some Hail Mary controversy this week, too.
No, we didn't.
It was at the end of the half.
So what happened in the 1 o'clock games? Where
we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, TSL Universe. It's your favorite lovable scamp, Joe K. I've heard from some of you lately that you might be having trouble reaching us. I don't know how that's possible, because there's so many avenues you can get to us. First, let's start with our own hotline, 627-TOPP. That's 627-TOP. You can call the line, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Topper Sports LLC. You can also follow us on the Facebooks, again, Topper Sports LLC. Please follow us. That's probably the fastest way to reach us. You can message us. You can post on our wall. It's a grand time. And last but not least, download the Telegram app. That's probably the best way to get to us now that I think about it. Plus, it helps Topper live his livelihood. Please come on. Please talk to us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Probably.
A very special thank you to bensound.com for the royalty-free music used during this show.
Would it be TSL Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
There used to be a house on our block that we thought was haunted because you hear people screaming inside, and because people who went in never came out. Later on, we found out it was just a murdered house.
With with your 1 o'clock games, Gray. And Associates with 34. Blitzkrieg with 8. Bullet Club, 36. Cobblestone. Struggled with 28 on the board. Saturdays Are for the Girls with 23. AARP with 19. Passless Chaps lose. They put up 13. Hung Buffalo with 48. And Salino Suarez on path to taking their entire division, one of the best teams that we all know of, with 36 on the board. Collegiate Solar with 22. Those are your 1 p.m. games.
It was easily the most anticipated game of the day. Garrett, we're going to start with you. 36-28 loss. What happened?
Well, Bullet Club is definitely a good team. I can tell they don't want to see us in the playoffs.
I'm not scared.
Boom.
I'm not scared.
And we had some Hail Mary controversy because there's 5 seconds left in the first half. And
I have no idea what this is about.
Just scored. You guys scored with 5 seconds left in the first half.
Who was the ref?
So instead of Joey Betts and the award-winning Tommy Hughes. Right?
Correct.
Yes. Oh, so you had a great crew.
Yeah. Best refs in the league. So there's 5 seconds left in the first half. Instead of just, like, letting it run out or whatever, Daryl called a timeout. Use one of our timeouts so we could just chuck it the length of the field, and then we come
off. He's got a guy that's 8 feet tall.
He can't chuck it the length of the field.
Yes, he can. Curse your tongue, Joe K.
Yeah.
Okay, Garrett.
Erroneous. No, I come off, and Jeff's like, I should have been the one throwing that ball. And I was like, you're right, sir. So I think we have a quarterback controversy, bro.
Yes, his brother's going to replace Daryl at quarterback.
Oh, my God. Lenny might have a heart attack.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine how deadly the cobblestone Hail Mary would be with Jeffrey Lewis throwing them all?
It'd be amazing, except as long as he doesn't pop the ball when he grips into it.
Can't even wrap my brain around it. Joe K, from your side of the woods, you were very angry. You made a fashion statement prior to the game. If you go to toppersports.com or toppersportslc on Facebook, you can see it.
Yeah, I don't know who put that one up, but it wasn't me. Wink, wink. But,
you were very upset.
Well, Jeffrey was running his mouth a little bit, and I had to bring him back down to earth. So that kind of happened,
yes.
But after the game was over, we shook hands. Everything's okay now. I took the fuck off my Fuck These Brothers shirt, so it's just Team These Brothers.
I want those mass produced, and I will wear a different color every fucking week.
Is These Brothers a team, or is that a person?
No,
he's a person. He's a brand. No, don't start. That is the wrong question to ask right now. We got an hour to go then. The game itself was fun.
Really, you don't know who Bee's brother is? Seriously?
Thank God he doesn't.
I don't know who Bee's brother is.
Just like, watch from...
I really don't.
Rolly, I got good news for you. Are you showing up Saturday?
Yes.
I will meet you at the coin flip with Bee's brother.
Yeah, he'll have his new guy's jersey on.
All right.
Oh, hold on. That's the dude that you told me to take the jersey off.
That's the dude I was literally going to kill.
No, that's the dude that Ramirez threatened by.
That's the one. That's the dude that was literally going to take off the earth.
Oh, okay. Bad news, Rolly. I'm still bringing him to see you at the coin flip.
What I mean?
What is the man's real name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Lewis.
Radio.
Jeffrey.
His name is Jeffrey.
Radio.
And he is our friend. We love him.
Yes, the GoFundMe. But,
Bee's brother.
Anyway. So
he just pop up, huh?
He's the most popular TSLer by far.
He's like a stray dog that they found one day. And
no.
They just keep
feeding him. He is our friend and we love him.
Feeding him and feeding him.
He is an iconic
he does
legend.
Thanks for us.
Look at this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're playing the video of Bee's brother in a lobster suit right now
for your
entertainment.
Like I said, stray fucking dog.
Why y'all do this to Bee's brother?
Don't have a way to the wine tournament.
He didn't have a way to the wine tournament.
What's the matter, Bill? You don't have a way to the wine tournament? You've been trying to work odd jobs, trying to make some money to get a ride there?
Yep.
No, he's not.
Do you think that maybe perhaps Uncle Topper should give you, I don't know, some money perhaps to get you to and fro the wine tournament?
Yep. Think that's a little trick.
Well, I think you should ask him directly.
Look at it like this. Uncle Topper, if you hear me on this whole thing right now, I would like to offer my sincere condolences and apologies to get to the wine tournament back and forth. If you can, with your blessing, can you make this happen?
Oh, God, hell is gonna be fun.
He's like the prisoner on A Living Color that couldn't speak.
Is this where we get in the way,
Lenny?
He's
going to get an Emmy.
Yes, this is where I get in the way.
Shit. Joe K could get an Emmy for supporting character there.
Supporting cast.
Who put him up to that bush?
We did.
Lenny.
Lenny did, not me. Lenny.
In my defense, I wore the lobster outfit, too.
I'm not talking to that man.
He's a sweet
Wait, boy. You're not Pro B's brother. Is that what I'm
understanding? No, my team is not pro anything to do with that.
Pete is Pro B's bullshit. Brother. If we get Pete here right now, I bet you he's Pro B's brother.
Pete is not.
Why'd you get him a jersey then?
That's part. That's how you had to get on the team is beat against him.
Yeah. Rolly, you ask Ramirez the question.
Then why did
Ricky get him a jersey?
Yeah.
Get him a jersey.
What?
Because he deserves one.
Because these fucks.
The fucking legend.
All right, no, hold on.
These fucks got in on the order, and then they ordered an extra one to fuck with me.
Time out, time out. You cannot lump anybody in this room into that. That was strictly a Topper joint, and he did it all on his own. It was amazing.
I can lump Lenny into it because Lenny's a bad influence on Topper. He would never do that shit.
Why don't you like Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you like Jeffrey?
Because
let's
I don't like straight dogs.
Because he walking around the mall like grown ass men in lobster suit.
We're gonna it's getting to the point where we're gonna have to just take sides. You guys, and just
the greatest thing that happened.
Preach on, Rolly.
The greatest thing that happened is the fact that he didn't come to the fucking wine tournament. That's the fucking greatest thing. That
he only did it because I had to work.
Team
you got
is
lucky.
Anti B's brother Ricky asked me to be on your team. I'm friends with Jeffrey.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
You're on our side.
We have the ability to convert you.
Guess what? Guess who said he would quarterback Diamond Dolls? Ricky Austin.
Yeah, he did.
He did say that.
Okay.
No, but the name got changed to Ride or Die Chicks.
Okay, that's fine. Ride or Die Chicks, Ricky Austin.
I wasn't quite ready.
Ricky Austin said he will do this.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Ricky and I talked about it.
Remember we were having lunch one day, and he told us he would.
Now, to play on the Ride or Die Chicks, you have to send him a picture, right?
Yes.
No.
Should we start sending pictures?
7 minute massage?
I'm still tripping on this B's brother.
He's
the best.
Wait, but so Joey Battaglia came up and was like,
you had to see Topper. Show him the other video. That's... Topper ended up in the Cookie Monster outfit.
Joey Battaglia was like, I want to be the quarterback for Diamond Dolls / Ride or Die Chicks. And Jeffrey's like, I'm sorry. My man Ricky's quarterback. I was like, ooh, shit.
That's why Ramirez threatened by him because he's a good
GM. Ramirez threatened by him.
Yeah, he's at the banquet.
I'll tell you this. I tell you this.
Oh, I got that.
He was carrying the championship belt at the banquet.
He's actually quarterbacked girls' teams before.
All right.
I know.
That's more respectable picture.
We asked if he could sub when Maddie was out of town, and the answer was no.
Yeah, Ramirez. Mind you looking down, Ramirez. But anyway.
Sherry checking out her own ass.
That's actually what it was.
Oh, shit.
Tommy Hughes and Associates beat Blitzkrieg, if anybody cares, 34-8. Saturdays for the girls beat AARP. Hung Buffalo is now 7-1, I believe. They beat Passless Chaps. And Salino beat Solar, but everybody beat Solar.
Hung Buffalo.
Hung Buffalo is very good.
We play them next week.
Spandex like me.
No, they shouldn't.
Are you saying
that? Seen them.
They're very nice people.
Garrett.
No, we're just playing them next week.
Oh,
mentally getting ready.
Brought you guys back, but they don't want to hear it, so it's okay.
2 o'clock games.
Great job, Garrett.
Thank you.
With your 2 o'clock games, Ice Downtown with 24, Racks and Sacks with 22. A&A wins 32 on the board. Sticky Bandits, they win 2 with 32. That's a tie.
Historically.
They each get like half a point or something like that, right?
I'd ask Lenny. I don't know.
Yes. European rules.
Ryan Puckett, All-Stars with 32 points, no punt intended. 20. What are the highest scores of the day right here? UFO puts up 64. The McKenzie Agency with 23. Mm. And lastly, at 2 o'clock, Come From Behind with 33. Shake and Bake Stampede with 13.
Well, a couple things at 2 o'clock. You're looking at Ice Downtown beating Rags and Sacks 24-22.
I saw that.
Yeah, Bobby McConnell didn't play. That was Greg Chadwick playing quarterback.
Okay, but here's the thing. It came down to the last play of the game. Rags and Sacks was down by 10.
Yeah.
So Taylor Pagano threw the ball for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then they were going for the two-point conversion, and the quarterback threw it to Franco. I thought it should have been defensive pass interference because whoever was like manning him just took him out from the back before like the ball even came to him. But whatever. Just saying. That's what I saw.
Franco didn't complain.
Didn't see the greatest reffing this week.
Who reffed on that field?
Franco cool.
Franco cool as shit.
I don't know who was reffing that game, but
Sticky Bandits are now 4-0-1 in their last five. They tied A&A 32-32, so they're coming on strong at the end.
They started off 0-3.
You know what's the best thing about that game?
Maddie catching the touchdown winning.
Maddie spiking the ball in a girl's face.
He
got so hyped up. He's like, and he gronk spiked it in a girl's face. And everybody was like, Maddie, you just spiked it in a girl's face. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We play to score and win.
He caught the like game tying touchdown and he was like, that's how you fucking tie.
Yes. That's how you fucking tie.
And everybody was like watching, just laughing. It was funny. And then
funny.
He was running late for our game. So I was like, can you bring that energy to field one? Come on, let's get this going.
That's how him and Gordon started their little
friendly war that they got going on.
That's the line of the year. You're a what was it? Habitual line stepper.
Well, there's
the best.
Everything was fine, and then Maddie scored on like a 2-point conversion. Was like, that's how you do it. And Gordon's like, all right, I don't like this anymore. And then they just started doing each other.
He's a creeper.
Send me your photos for a special album I'm making.
I told you
he hasn't made an album yet. By the way,
October.
He has been working on an album. He just takes a lot longer than we do to do things.
But the thing that's I'm disturbed about that whole thing is where the fuck is the comma and periods?
Oh yeah, everything's
thank you.
I think he got a new phone, and now his phone auto caps.
You heard him speak. You expect him to be able to?
I've never heard him speak.
You heard him in that fucking video.
Oh,
you expect him to do grammar?
He was doing a lobster voice.
Do
it's different.
Grammar.
He said, I'd like to send my sincerest condolences.
Hold on, record, man. Let me think about this right quick. Let me get back to you on that for a second.
He's a fucking grown man in a lobster suit, man. I cannot pay attention to what
I'm telling you, we're going to have to split sides. Jeffrey Lewis and the non-Jeffrey Lewis side. We're going to have to go to war soon.
Damn it. But Rolly brings a great point up. I don't see any punctuation there.
There is none. This is a bunch
really
of
not.
Lenny, does your kid teach
everything
him punctuation?
Is capital letters and shit.
That is a little confusing.
I'm telling you, it's off his phone. Right?
We're gonna, when
phone
we go to B's Brother Variety Hour,
oh, no, no,
we'll
it is. It's one. It's its.
Okay.
Since its.
Well, we got one word right.
There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
yeah.
be capitalized, though.
Yeah.
Attention was fine.
This makes me sad.
It ain't nobody like that shit.
That nobody's liked it.
Ain't nobody like that shit.
Because nobody likes creeper posts. That motherfucker's
he might have posted it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's cancer sleeping.
It's the only explanation for it.
This is just...
That's no, nobody thinking. Likes creeper posts.
UFO 64, Mackenzie 23.
I'm going to look at this man totally different on Saturday.
Well, you're going to see him at the coin flip, so if you have anything to tell him, Roll, you can. I'll bring him over.
I'm not a captain, so I won't be at the coin flip.
Well, we'll bring him over to you. If you want a signed headshot, I'll get you one.
Please.
He's got about 10, 15 of them left.
That's a thing.
He got a signed headshot?
Yeah.
Or a t-shirt.
Let me get one.
Okay, yes! You got it. Deal. It's on.
Rohe is my new favorite.
Okay.
Do you by chance still have the a copy of the Christmas album for
him? Oh, my God. Maybe I'll get him one on the way out. There I think I got one in my truck. Perfect. Good news, Rolly. We actually cut a Christmas CD at last year's banquet where he sang 11 Christmas songs for us. Oh, I think I have an extra CD you can have in my truck. I think I have it.
That was probably some of our
I'm almost positive I got one in my truck.
That's Mr. Elvis Opus.
If you give me that shit, I will pull up on Saturday. Bump.
Deal. I think I got. You can have my copy if you don't.
I swear.
It's awesome. This is it. Had a very shiny nose. Go Beast Brother. If you ever saw him, you would even say it close. So talented.
Me and Gordon.
Who was that in the back?
That was Joe K and Gordon.
That was me and Gordon.
We all were backup singers at one point.
I am what they call an enabler, sir.
I see.
3 o'clock games.
Remember, you hate Christmas, too?
Put a Christmas song on for 3 o'clock,
anything
Jimmy.
Anything with that fucking mud
you hate
on
Christmas.
It.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Now Ramir hates Christmas. Oh, yeah. Here we
I
go. 3 o'clock
brother,
games.
Man.
Amir is like the Grinch of Bee's Brother.
With your, gonna grow three sizes
with your
Sunday
3 o'clock here. Games right here, HK4 with 45, 3rd and Schlong with 30.
Third
the practice
Schlong.
Squad with 21, Santa's Secret Sauce, Goose Egg with 0. Sticky Bandits, 47, Primetime Players with 36. Maddie's Angels put up 36 over top Madison Lee's, who put up 34. Replacements with 29. NWO with 28. La 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 la
la la la la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Now we don our gay apparel. La 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
This is going to be awesome, Roll. You're going to have the greatest drive ever to football on Saturday.
Give me this shit.
It is so on. Cannot wait.
It's literally, what, a 30-minute total CD, but it took us 7 hours to do?
Yeah, we hit about 87 takes.
Because he can't speak.
It was so good.
We were having issues.
It wasn't the speaking part as much as the reading that day.
He can't read either. He can barely walk.
Is that B's brother right there?
This is B's brother right here.
Oh, yeah. B's brother. Oh, that's B's brother?
Yep.
She
in love. Yeah,
I don't know. I've never heard this bullshit.
This is his stuff.
No, that's not him. That's Kulu. And he sells Kulu shit.
Who the fuck is Kulu?
Don't even get me started.
Part of his crew. They're all in the same crew.
Don't even get me started.
That's B's brother doing that part, though.
You haven't heard the Blood Rain mixtape? Shit, it's fire.
Rolly, lucky funky, for you, I think I have that CD in my
funky
truck.
Funky Fingers Productions.
Lenny, we're going to need to like create a pamphlet to catch
my
people.
My man, Clavel.
We really are going to need a pamphlet,
we need, like,
okay?
A pamphlet to hand people so they
Rolly,
know.
Rolly, here is your Beast Brother starter pamphlet. Here are all your CDs.
That truly was Beast Brother rapping.
You need
in
a
the
Plug Life t-shirt.
They going to fuck around and whoop my ass in the bathroom. They going
to
catch
there
me,
needs to be an 8-week course.
No, sir.
There needs to be an 8-week course on Beast Brother.
Oh, this is some great shit. I find a whole bunch of shit.
Thank you. Thank you. He's understanding.
Why you ain't invited me to this motherfucker a long time ago?
Thank you!
Oh. He sold me a plug-like Rolly, laptop.
Rolly.
I think Rolly's a free agent now all of a sudden. It's crazy.
We're never going to see Ramirez again.
Rolly, come to Cobblestone. We got the best general manager in football.
The fuck out of here. Yeah. Stop trying to poach my players. Take your losses to Bullet Club and like it.
Aww. Well,
he said my main man, Clavelle Howard Tibbs the third.
That's basically that fucking music.
Emily, it was ladies' night at 3 o'clock. The Angels took on the Lees, and the Angels had 36, and the Lees only had 34. What happened?
It was a sloppy game. First of all, it was a mud bath. But some might argue there were questionable calls. I don't think we had the best reffing. I will say that.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was as bad as people thought.
You can't blame it on that. Jay-Z loves Travis. You can't blame the guy.
He wouldn't intentionally harm Travis. There's no way he did it on purpose.
I know. No. It was
even
just,
though,
I mean, I played like shit, but the rest of my team played really well. it was a good game. I don't know. It was,
I think the biggest problem with the game that I found, and one of the girls who played in the game concurred, is that so most of the women in the game were wearing tights, and there was this phenomenon where some women were wearing tights. Tights! That's the name of the fucking things they're wearing, tights. And they were pulling the tights up because they were falling off their ass. How do you have tights that aren't staying on?
Because then they're
your vagina.
Like it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that wouldn't affect Jay-Z's reffing at all.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, I just got that one. Oh!
Hi, Lenny. No. Catch up. Do you need a pamphlet?
I might need a pamphlet.
Maddie was reffing Travis, which was kind of, rushing Travis, which was kind of funny to watch. I don't know. We were having a good time. We were having fun. You guys were watching.
It was a good time to watch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We stuck around.
So you guys are now 4-4? 3-5?
We're 4-4. So
right, you're right back in.
Winning those two games let us make playoffs, so we needed to win both games.
And you got a big game this week, I think, with Buffalo, if memory serves me right. Correct?
Yeah. Ooh. They have like a foot and a half on me.
7-1, yeah.
Each player.
Yeah, they have a guy who's like 6'5".
That conversation just sounds so just inappropriate. You got Buffalo, you got a foot and a half on me.
All right, everybody. Why did they move down from D4?
They actually been in D5 for a little while.
They've been in D5 for a while.
For a couple seasons.
No. Oh, I played against them when I subbed on Holy Kielbasa.
You just got confused and
didn't
know what division
you were in. And you played on Holy Kielbasa. Somebody please.
Check, please.
She's played on every team.
What are some of the other names? Phil Rolian, what are some of the other teams you
Everybody has inappropriate team names.
A psychiatrist is
talking about Schlong, Buffalo
Schwitter. There's like probably, 10 teams in the league that have some kind of like penis-related name.
Like what? Name them all. Name all the penises. I mean penis-related names, sorry.
Hung Buffalo, Third and Schlong.
That's about an animal.
Third and Schlong.
Okay, I'll give you Third and Schlong.
Racks and Sacks.
Santa's
Racks
Secret Sacks. Sauce.
That's about
Santa's
balls. That's not about penises.
Secret Sauce.
Yep.
True, Joe. True.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me pull
That's
up
not
all
about
names.
A penis. That's about other stuff.
Come from behind.
Back that pass up. Let's see.
Those both sound like anal team names to me.
I do not feel bad about wearing my spandex anymore now.
Why do you think people are naming their teams?
Do what makes you happy.
After hearing this shit, man.
Indecent Exposure.
Do you know how they got that name?
No.
They exposed themselves to somebody?
The captain did that. You remember, it was,
Chaps.
Like season 4 or 5. He got really mad
Chaps.
At Billy one day, and he couldn't take
that's
a call.
The guy?
Yeah, it was
I know
Josh.
Exactly where you're
and
going.
He mooned him. He said, You're
what
sucking.
They
yep. That's, and then the next, they were actually, they were Snyder Pub T Rexers. And then the next season, they called themselves Indecent Exposure after that.
I did not know history.
And Josh is a good guy. I mean, it's just kind of funny that it was him because he really is good people, but he couldn't take a Billy call one day and just mooned him. it was really funny.
Billy bitched out someone a couple weeks, like last week. It got crazy.
Billy should have bitched out some.
Billy people. Should hit somebody with his chair.
People are getting a little. They're going a little too far.
They're getting cranky.
They're getting too cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to talk to a ref and say you made a bad call, but people are acting like they're talking reckless. So I agree. Billy should have.
We should give Anthony Battaglia a sheriff, like.
Badge
like and just let him have at
like
it.
He's Walker, Texas Ranger.
Director of throwing people out. Like, if you're just walking by a field and you swear, Anthony,
no.
Get out.
Neighborhood Watch Committee, so I'll
Let's
get
do this.
Those.
Bring the
those
shiny sticker back. We need them.
Belts. Yeah. They're in my car.
Stickers. Bullshit.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention NWO was on fire. They were killing everybody, and Replacements beat them 29-28. So congratulations
Dang.
To them.
Dang. Mm.
Yes, and Sticky Bandits once again won.
So Joey
it's the same
went
team.
0 for 2.
Joey had a tough day, but in Joey's defense, the Gryffindor game was not on him. The NWO game, it could have been.
Ooh.
Yeah, primetime players lost to Sticky Bandits. I don't know if the practice squad game was a forfeit or not, because I saw Dave. I saw a couple guys on Santa's Secret Sauce, so I don't know if that was a forfeit
What's
or not.
What's going on with Dave's team? I feel like
Every other week they show up and then they don't.
Like, he's there, but the rest of his team isn't.
Inconsistent.
I honestly don't know.
I feel bad.
And then HK4, a third and long game of game. I mean, HK4 has been beaten by people by like 20, 30 points. So, I mean, it was 15. So, I mean, that's one of the better games they've had this season, believe it or not.
And all it took was pouring rain.
HK4 is having at it this week with Ryan Puckett. That should be a great game down in D4. There's another one that should be awesome.
Move it to field one. Man.
Matter of fact, the game of the day, if you ask me, is indecent exposure in D4's taking on third and Schlong. It's win and you're in. I think it's the only division where there's an actual win and you're in situation.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Winners in, loser is see ya.
Because for playoffs, I assume D1 is going to have the top eight because Chat and Chastuff's just going to not play.
Yep.
And then
D2's the same.
D2 is the same. 3 is the same, and then
4's got 10.
Is it just going to be top eight then? Yes. Like you said.
Yeah, everybody's top eight.
Okay, just making sure.
Then 5, I think there's 10 teams in 5 as
there's
well.
There's 11 in 5,
okay,
actually.
So we'll take the top 8 in 5 as
and
well.
And then 8 and 6, too, so that kind of works out pretty nice.
But yeah, indecent exposure, third and long, that's a great matchup. Both teams are very solid. They have some good things and some bad things, but that game should be bedlam.
I guess I like the way the schedule is kind of working out with, like, just for our division, I can speak on it, because, you know, we got to play Cobblestone again when we did the 3-6, I think it was. And now this week we're playing Sticky Bandits in another good matchup. And it's just like, it's sort of creating like rivalries to a degree.
It's like bowling. We've kind of done it. It was Topper's idea.
Yeah, it's a great
idea.
The
last game is going to be like steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, so now it's happening with us.
Now everything's going to get kind of shaken up, and you're going to play another team that you might have just recently played.
I like it.
I'm going to be honest.
Here we go.
I don't really want to play Public Enemy. And it's no knock on Public Enemy. I love Public Enemy. But I don't have the animosity towards Public Enemy.
I mean, you can find it.
No, I can't.
No, yeah, we like you guys as much as you like us.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't
stir some shit up right now.
I mean, I can't.
There won't be
nothing,
any, like, bitching.
There's nothing that I could motivate to be
guys. But, I mean, like, I have the same feeling towards everybody in D3. Other than, I mean, primetime players I don't really know, and the only time we
They're actually
them,
really nice.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I've heard.
They're funny as
and
hell.
And I don't really know Mickey Rats, but other than that, like, Cobblestone, I'm cool with everybody. A&A, I'm cool with everybody. Sticky Bandits, we've been playing for years. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, every game this year has been fun in D3.
I can get revved up to play Eyes.
I mean, I was revved up to play.
Everybody is. They're wired. Yeah, I was going
to
tell you. I love every team in the league.
That was for Beast Brother reasons.
That's the team we came back.
Like, it's just for fun.
We lost to them.
No,
we beat them.
No, we beat them.
Yeah, we beat them. We manned their ass and they.
Oh yeah, took
their, that was their first L.
Oh yeah, we got in that ass.
We got in that ass.
The long way.
The long way.
Old school Cadillac.
Long. People bring their A game when Ice Downtown comes.
We got
diamond in the back, sun rooftop, kicking in the scene with a gangster lean.
This is spectacular.
That's how we got in the ass.
You know where I'm thinking, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Jay's already in. We get Rolly, too.
Yeah. Oh, he should absolutely be in the
You're going Christmas caroling with us.
Oh, you got to tell him the idea, though.
It's called the Mike Baccio Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, so this is my idea.
Church.
I want to get a limo bus, and I'm going to get like 50 people. And I want to get everybody to get sequin shiny robes. And what I want to do is I'm going to go Christmas caroling downtown. I want to start at Vibes. And I want to go Christmas. Nobody's ever gone Christmas caroling in the inner city.
I would do that.
I think we should do it. Jay Germain's going to sing because he can actually sing. It sounds like you can sing too, so there's another good singer. B's brother obviously has got a CD, so he's fantastic. I can't sing, but I need people that can sing too. There's going to be like 50 of us.
That's a beautiful
ensemble. Oh, good. You're going to be in the front because we need the people that can sing in the front and then the people that can't sing so good in the back.
Hey, you got the black people in the front.
Yeah, we'll put the white dude.
I don't
in the
mean
back.
It like that.
You want the black people in the front?
I will stand next to you, Rolly. No, everybody's going to be standing together. We're standing together on this. But the point is, I want everybody to be singing Christmas carols together in the inner city in a limo bus. And when we're done, we're going to drink our faces off.
Let's do it.
Emily, you in?
I'll drink, but my dad paid me $5 to quit choir when I was.
Well, I will pay you $5 to take it up again.
I suck at singing.
Deal? So do I. That's what's going to make it so fun.
I'll come and drink and support him.
But you heard Rolly sing. As long as he sings louder than us, we're good.
Yeah, he can sing.
That's why he's going to be in the front.
I'll come.
Ooh. Phrasing.
I'll join the group and drink.
You'll join the group?
You got it. We're going to sing together as a group.
All day.
I need to leave.
Once you get some booze in you, you'll start singing.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
You get some booze in you, you'll start joining.
If you shotgun another beer like you did Saturday, you'll be good to go.
Damn.
Stud.
Girl just grabbed a beer and said, let's do this.
No, right before my Maddie's.
Let's do this, Johnny! At the end of the day.
Well, we're running late, so before we go to final thoughts, we're going to go to MVPs and LVPs. Ramir, we always start left or right. We'll start with you. LVP, MVP?
LVP, all the people that are crying incessantly about refs, like I said earlier, just be respectful. That's it. MVP is Mike Baccio.
Why?
Mike Baccio gave me a new era Lakers cap.
Nice.
He is forever on like my good side.
Okay.
I have two Mike Baccio hats. I've never been prouder of them.
Oh, man. And it's a nice hat, too.
Nice.
Oh,
great work, man. Baccio.
Yeah.
I know. It drives me nuts. There's no thing on it. Rolly, MVP, LVP this week?
What's the LVP?
Least valuable era. Least valuable least and most valuable. Did anybody do good and anybody do bad in your eyes while you were at football? It can be on your team, the team you played.
The team you know what?
I'm going to start with MVP.
Okay.
MVP, I'm going to give it to Ricky Austin.
Fair enough.
Homer. Homer pick.
Got it. No, because, you know, Rick is coming to his own. I'm going to give it to Ricky. LVP, I would have to give it to that team that we played, man.
Fair enough.
They were fucking horrible, man. They suck, man.
Emily, LVP, MVP?
MVP, I have a couple, actually.
Well,
Maddie's
one of
Angels.
Next two.
Maddie's Angels get an MVP because we needed the W's. We got them, and we won the girls' showdown. But also Ramir and Chris Cole for the pep talk that they gave me at the bar.
Nice.
Those are the best.
Ooh, you got a pep talk?
Yeah, I did.
We love Emily.
Yeah. LVP, I'm going to give to that guy who got thrown out in the morning at 9 a.m.
Nice.
Like, take your
Well,
break.
It was
take...
later in the day.
No. You said
no. It happened at like 1 o'clock. They played twice.
Oh, well,
yeah. He got thrown out.
Take your crazy ass home. We don't need that shit.
And he did. It was a 12
people
o'clock.
People got to go to work on Monday morning. Like, don't be playing dirty. Like, people got to live lives.
You got Sunday to heal. What's the point?
Shut up.
No. I know who LVP is going to be for Joe K. Joe K, LVP, MVP.
My MVP is going to go back to Chris Cole for his 4-touchdown performance for the Tommy's experience, including his 45-yard touchdowns, which should, again, never, ever happen.
Damn. And he got naked.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and his penis must have been out a record 472
Damn.
Times. And for Chris, that's pretty – that's
He
almost
has a very
low.
Hairy ass as well.
He does, yes. He scored a touchdown in Moon, people. It's just been – He just Chris Cole doing Chris Cole thing. You're shaking your head, Ramir, but you know that he does that.
That's all right.
I do know he does that.
Like, it's
I
nothing new. He's been doing this for, what, 100 years?
Yeah, when we played The Purge, he was going to strip for every point we scored, but then he didn't.
Right.
People were disappointed.
I have another MVP because we didn't really get to finish our Cobblestone Bullet Club thing, and I'm actually going to give it to Garrett because he played his ass off. Oh,
thanks,
like,
buddy.
We talk a lot of, like, we were talking shit about, oh, you got this guy who almost made the NFL, but Garrett had his game face on, and we had the ball, like, with the game was basically over, like, 3 minutes ago. We were running it out, and we were just supposed to throw 5 curls, and then Gordon's brother kind of got away, and Jeff saw it, and Jeff went to throw it, but, like, as soon as he let the ball go, Garrett jumped out of nowhere and just high-pointed the ball and made a great pick, and because
no,
of
Garrett.
That, he came down, he scored the touchdown, and then he was open on the conversion, and Daryl did not throw it in a very good spot.
Lies, it was a perfect throw.
You, well, that's not what you said when you were motherfucking that guy.
It
but,
was perfect, we know it.
Just letting you know, Garrett, you would look really good in red, white, and
he's going to look even better in black and white. But
he'd look really good.
That's one topper too many.
Get out of here.
Topper said it's already signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, so definitely them. And actually, I'll give a little shout out to Jeff, too, because he had the flu and he was sick as a dog. And he came out and he played pretty well against Cobblestone.
Got there at 9:30.
Especially without Chad playing. So not having your top weapon is always.
Oh, you're talking about Easton?
Yeah, Easton. He was sick. He was dying. He didn't play for Tommy Hughes as receiver just because he couldn't move, but he still came out and played in the rain on top of it. So he gets that. My LVP is going to go out to Jeffrey Lewis. Because he spent all week talking smack to Joe K, sending secret texts to Garrett about how they're going to beat us and then steal our girlfriends.
That was awesome, by the way. They're going to steal their women.
He had secret plays with Daryl that never happened because my boy never saw the field.
Don't talk about my side piece!
So, Jeffrey, as much as I like you, then on top of it, after the game was over, and I'm all for leaving it on the field, like, you're going to have fun beforehand. Like I said, I had my Fuck Beach Brother shirt on. It was funny. We had a good chuckle. But Jeffrey, after the game, just turned and walked away, did not shake hands.
That's because he's a piece of shit. Now
he
you're fucking
away.
Seeing him for who he
we
is.
We're going to war.
You
I'm
guys.
Telling you. He didn't shake hands.
He's a piece of shit.
He got
shit,
really
that
mad.
Guy.
And then I waved to him, and maybe it was the John Cena, you can't see me, but it was still a wave.
Fuck that.
And I got
guy.
Two middle fingers. And
damn.
A
I told you, okay. Piece of shit.
And he walked away, and he was
finally seeing his true colors.
No, he's just getting ready for
he
war.
He was just getting pumped, I guess. So he's
oh,
getting amped.
Shit.
But. Poor sportsmanship on the part of B's brother.
I'll talk to him.
I was shocked and appalled. But
I'm glad he found a new
happen.
Home after mayhem.
He needs
so
to be
I.
put down.
He seems lost.
Remember, they got laws.
Garrett, LVP, MVP.
He's laughing. Hold on.
Jesus. MVP would go to Jess from Bullet Club.
She had phenomenal. A day too.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of zone and man. We mix it up a lot, and no matter what we did, she was open, no drops, very good game.
Including the touchdown. She caught the touchdown. On the last play of the game.
That would definitely be my MVP from what I saw. LVP would be two. I'm going to give it to God himself for the shitty weather.
That's awesome. Wow.
You're going to get some bad juju coming your way.
To be fair, that's like Mother Nature's fault. Right?
If he makes it up this week, I'll take it back.
God is going to use that weather and strike you with a bolt of lightning.
We were like 7-for-7 on good weeks, though. So that's true.
It's in the rule books. Bad weather is Vale's fault, by the way, not God's.
Oh, we forgot to yell at her for this.
Yeah, it's Vale's fault if there's bad weather.
My other LVP, though, would be Jeffrey Lewis.
Ooh!
For nothing he did on the field. Revere
could not be happier.
Nothing he did on the field. On Tim Hortons on the way in, he ordered a coffee.
He did what?
He ordered a coffee.
Hold on, this could be great.
Now I'm driving, so I have to speak it into the thing. This motherfucker tells me he wants a 5 cream, 5 sugar. Hold on. He wants a large 5 cream, 5 sugar, double shot of caramel. I was like, dude, that's not a coffee. That's a death sentence.
Is there any coffee in that?
I don't know.
Do they have to give you a second cup?
I don't know. Did they put everything in the second cup? I was like, can I have a 5 cream, 5 sugar, double shot of caramel? So he gets LVP for that.
Did they have to like check his ID to make sure was old enough to get that?
You know what you do? The next time that you're with the guy,
you put cyanide,
and he does some shit like
coffee.
That, yeah, you put some fucking rat poison. You won't taste it.
Emily is shocked and appalled.
You are evil as fuck, man.
Emily is shocked and appalled that Ramir just does not
like.
He
sees a culture change.
It's just jealousy. He's famous. We have to deal with it.
He sees a culture change.
Ramir, you know that man is missing a chromosome or three,
I thought you were a nice motherfucker.
I'm trying to help him lose some more chromosomes.
We're talking about murder here.
And you talk about me. Well, goddamn.
I'm not nice. I've never been nice.
I'm nice. You just call me mean. Shit.
LVP. I'll do MVP. LVP real quick. MVP. I know I'm a homer, but I've got to say it. He set a TSL record on Saturday.
Yeah!
Paul Niemann, 4 of Public Enemy, 6 interceptions. And at LVP, I'm going to go to the same game. I love him to death, but award-winning Tommy Hughes, you threw 6 interceptions.
Eek.
Wow.
Shockingly, that is not a record. That belongs to Pete from Green Machine back in the day, who threw 8. So I had about 10 people that asked me that question, and it is not even close. It's actually 8.
It has to be. I believe you. That's it.
Yeah, it was back in the old days before TSL.
In a tournament game.
Did he have, okay, yeah, but in at the Rose Garden, it's 8.
9? Did you just kill yourself?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
So was the record 8.
So we're running way late, so let's go to final thoughts. Ramir, final thoughts as we head to Saturday.
At the end of the day.
I just think that you guys should really just put an end to this guy's existence in this league. Just make me happy.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, just put an end to it. Rolly, you're up.
My final thoughts. Happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
you
for coming.
Great.
This is great.
It was definitely fun. It was very entertaining. Got to meet you guys and young ladies. Got Dana over here. She didn't want me to shout her out, but Dana's
Dana,
a lovely.
What up, girl?
Dana,
my lovely girlfriend. And she's at every game wearing hair sleeves. Because
you're wearing
snow.
Those compression pants. Because
she tells me, you better tuck that shit in.
That was the funny part earlier on. Everyone's talking about the compression pants, and that smile just got bigger and bigger over here.
I got to wear two pair. Two pair of compression pants, just there. But thank y'all, man. This was fun. It was entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Public Emily.
Emily.
At the end of the day.
Birthday shout out to my BFF, Sherry.
Oh.
I did that just to see Lenny's face drop.
We're not buying it. Just fight.
Edit that.
Just fight.
Lenny's a pathological liar. Don't believe anything he says.
You're not a pathological liar.
He bends truths to his own.
What does that even mean?
That's not a liar.
She just called you the president of the United States.
Yeah, how am I a pathological liar?
You don't lie. You just... Claw. Use things the way you need them to. Am I right?
Oh my god!
I love Len.
That's great. Mean.
That's a little dark for you.
Yeah, it really is.
Man. Wow.
That's why I was the black swan for Halloween.
Now I see why.
Yeah, but you didn't have your Mila Kunis. You
Brandy
disappointed
was
me.
With me.
Yeah, but she didn't Mila Kunis you.
Well,
you
not
don't
that,
know.
Not that you saw.
You don't know what my night did.
Oh, if she did, then you did. If she did, then you'd be talking different.
Just check your Snapchat. You'll understand.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Post Slithery.
Garrett, what you got? Who's your MVP?
End of the day, Garrett. At the end of the day, what do you say?
At the end of the day,
I got to talk to some people because at the end of the day, I might be going to war in honor of Jeffrey Lewis. Shit talking.
I'm with you.
Up.
You
I'm
just LVP'd him. You're on the same team.
That was for some Tim Horton shit.
Everybody's all right, all right, all right, all right.
But no, I would say final thoughts to Jimmy, Lenny, Topper, Ramir, you guys for doing the podcast every week. I think sometimes when people bitch about scheduling or they bitch at the refs, they forget about how much work a league like this takes to organize and keep going. So to you guys, thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
It's something I look forward to every Saturday, and it doesn't happen with a bunch of alpha males and females stepping up. So
you'll recognize the real. Day.
Jim Brewer's a sweetheart.
He is. Jim Brewer on mess, right?
Jimmy freaking Brewer. Speaking of Jim's, DJ Jimmy. At the end of the day, what do you say?
I want to say thank you to everyone for giving me the heads up about getting that other microphone ready prior to the start today.
That was awesome.
Hey, man, you did that in record time, though. That was impressive.
Yeah, you rolled with the punches.
Actually, Jimmy gets an MVP as well.
Yeah, Jimmy does get an MVP.
Sitting impressive. Around for like 30 minutes.
Plus, hey. Jim played the new Wu-Tang last week. Y'all might not have known it, but I knew that you played the new Wu-Tang. Right. That's some MVP performance.
The Secret
type shit.
CD shit?
Yeah. No. The new album they dropped like 2 weeks ago.
That's tremendous.
I didn't even know they had a motherfucking album.
Right there. That's it right there. Wu featuring Redman.
You know what? That sounds like every Wu-Tang album they ever made. Shit.
Classic material.
It is.
It's dope.
So I'm just standing by to get the DJ J Reezy B's Brother remix on this one.
The fuck out of here.
That'll be good.
Never bad.
Not really sure if I'm going to be able to make it to the fields this week. My plan is to be there, but I have to see how things break down.
Can I send you a playlist if you are there?
If it rains like that, absolutely. You can't. If it rains like it did this week, you can't play, can you?
No, we're not going to kill him. Right? No, we're not going to try and kill him. We want to kill only one person, not Jimmy.
Damn.
Oh, God. Damn. You can't talk about Daryl like that?
But I'll tell you what.
I love Daryl.
When the Rose Garden steps up and they build their facility right there, maybe they've got some indoor-outdoor speakers and a spot where, you know, we could plug in and be undercover or something. I mean, that'd be fantastic, you know?
Lenny, I thought Walter was going to buy a field house for us.
He's mad at you.
Shit, I fucked up, everybody.
You don't
could have had a field house.
Field house is coming.
Now
out
I'm mad
pocket.
At you too. So that's strike two.
Lenny's not a fan of you right now.
Oh God, I love it.
Joe K. At the end of the day, what do you say?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, we brought
at
this
the
up
end of the day.
We brought this up on another podcast, but it's finally official. We're doing our TSL limo bus to the Saints Bills game on November 12th.
The fuck?
Can't wait. We have the limo bus from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's $40 to get on the bus. We're gonna have some beer on it and food and bring your own shit, and we're just going to get messed up and have a great party.
Like, when I say everybody, I want to go grab my drink, I'm just going to grab it off rip.
Okay, so anyway, everybody's responsible for their own tickets and stuff, which isn't a big deal because people probably just go together, but we definitely got the bus. It's officially like set up. We got a bunch of TSL All-Stars coming, such as myself.
What?
I'll be there. So there's a bunch of people coming. We still have some spots left, so if you want to come in, just let me know or have somebody you know that knows me tell me, and we'll have a great time with that one. Lenny, how's your day ending up?
Well, I got to be shocked to say this. It is week 8, and usually about now I'm threatening to retire, and I've basically had enough. Shockingly, I'm doing very good right now.
It's weird.
I don't think I'm retiring right now. That could change in a week or so, but so far so good. I would like to take this time once again to thank Jimmy Brewer, to thank Ramir, to thank Rolly Hayes. Dan, it was a pleasure meeting you. Joe K., it was nice seeing you, and Jimmy, it was nice seeing you as well. Hi, Emily.
Hey.
So, to anybody, normally I'm talking to TSLers 24/7. Please don't call me tomorrow from 6 to 10. It is Halloween, better known as Diabetic Christmas, and I will be out collecting candy. So don't bug me. Once again, we will see you next week. We got 3 weeks to go, so you better be ready to run and ready to be ready to play. Some are going to make it, some aren't. So I'm very interested to see what happens with Indecent Exposure and Third and Schlong. To everybody else, best of luck, and we'll see some of you in week 10, and others we'll see at the banquet on December 8th. Thank you.
Homie, say no more. Call them thug niggas. Yeah, we stir the block. Beat them drug dealers. She say she want a G. She in love, nigga. They say they need a buzz. Fuck with the plug, nigga. 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 get your plug, nigga. Chopping and bagging the streets in the slump. Talking real slick till we show them the pump. Pray for the peace every day like a monk. Breathing that shit that smell like a skunk. Sleep with no fear, got the heart of a bear. Giving you take, motherfucker, you share. Niggas are snitching and tricking and wishing and hoping my niggas be always prepared. Living my life and I'm chasing this butter. Heard what I said and I never gon' stutter. Protect from the pussy, it's all in the rubber. With some little bitch, there'll never be another. King of the jungle, they lock me in zoo. Say that I'm guilty, but where's the proof? Fucking the pussy to black and the blue. Fucking you learn from the mind of a fool. Daddy is coming, I'm baking a cake. Before you can talk, homie, carry your weight. Claiming that G, but not busting the grape. Never give credit, you know that it's fake. Back on the road, no time for you squealers. My homies come home, we ride on you niggas. Homies say no more. Call them thug niggas. Yeah, we serve the block. Beat them drug dealers. She say she want a G. She in love, nigga. They say they need a buzz. Fuck with the plug, nigga. 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 Nigga. Got it, grab it, bitch is dramatic. Never be nigga that lose it to have. Stirring the pot with the green in the cash. Shorty be feeling the bounce of the rap. He's in the game and they know I'm a sack. Whipping is working and calling it mad. How is they letting them play in the game and starring these lames? I'm sick of these fads. Hold up, breaking them down. Looking at dirt and a diamond is found. Hearing my lyrics but loving the sound. Never sit down, bitch, I am around. Brother, I'm staying, I'm holding it down. Never relinquish, I'm holding the crown. Telling your homie that shit is so foul. Niggas gon' get them, their time is right now. The bitches that sucking and fucking is winning. Take it all in, take it all in. Never be personal, always the business. Always the business, always the business. Really a G, but they say I'm a menace. Why? Pop out your eye and taking your Spanish. Easy. Homies say no more. Call them thug niggas. Yeah, we stir the block. Beat them drug dealers. She say she want a G. She in love, nigga. They say they need a buzz. Fuck with the plug, nigga. Fuck with the plug, nigga. Yeah. Fuck with the plug, nigga. Fuck with the plug, nigga. Fuck with the plug, nigga. Homie, say no more. Say no more. Dog niggas. Yeah, we serve the block. Drug dealers. She say she wanna cheat.